Cold getting dumb. Yeah.
So HMB sides, extra content heard exclusively on HMBRadio.com. I get made fun of every time I say that. John Jacobs hates when I say exclusively on HMBRadio.com, but it's true. iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Back with Mark and Eric from Cage Brewing. What's up, guys?
Hi.
Cheer.
Hello. Now we can be ourselves. We can curse. We can do whatever we want now.
Fuck yeah.
You feel good?
I cussed twice, man. We're talking about
that. Yeah, you blew it. You blew it.
Sorry, dude.
It's okay. Like I said, I'd usually tell Joe, and I say, Jesus, Mark. I say, I'd let him know, like, hey, there's an S-bomb here, and usually just lets it slide. So, not that he doesn't care, but that's a good thing about internet radio in particular, is it doesn't really matter, but we're just trying to keep it, you know, family-friendly, PG-13, as Joe likes to call it, just because I guess we're preparing maybe for future endeavors.
A broader audience.
It's a smart thing to do. I mean, come on, right?
Yeah. Approachability.
I've gotten so good at when I have a mic in front of my face, I don't curse at all. Mic's not here, fucking forget it.
You were saying that outside. Yeah.
In my day-to-day life, I curse. I can't help but to curse. I have to.
Me too. I think we all do.
It's a crutch, definitely. But I'm hosting a Localtopia. You guys knew this?
You mentioned that to me, yeah.
And I don't know what to do for it. I'm not sure if anything's expected of me, if I'm supposed to, like, entertain.
By hosting, what does that mean? Like,
I don't know.
The band?
This is what I'm saying.
Are you just
going to
show up like, hey, I'm here.
On a mic on a stage?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know if there's going to be like, hey, we got 5 minutes until then. Hello, everyone. How are you?
And now the Star Spangled Banner played by my asshole.
I brought a flute, so I guess we'll do this. I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know what's expected of me, what to do. It should be fun, though, and it's going to be really good
exposure.
I'll be there. Eric will be there pouring beers. Your worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
hate it.
Mark doesn't have to be there, right? You don't have to do it?
I have prior obligations, yes.
Of course you do. Bummer.
Director of Special Operations.
Uh-huh.
President.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sure.
President of Spec Ops.
You can move this, Mark. Move it to where you're comfortable so you don't have to lean in all the time. There you go. You like that? Sound good? That's much better. Nobody understands how these work. Like, you can just do whatever you want. Put it in any direction. You're not going to break it.
Cool. Mine was pretty much set from the get-go, so.
Yeah. So I don't know
what
to do with that
one. I just pulled
your
mixer.
Oh, boy. I'll pull this a
little
bit. So we were talking about the beer and everything, and then we started to get into Trump.
Yeah, natural progression.
It's one of my favorite things to talk about
good
now.
Good segue.
So I don't even know. What do you guys want to talk about? I don't even know. What are you guys into? Like, what's bugging you or...
what really grinds your gears?
Yeah.
I mean,
anything?
Man, I'm just pretty lame. I don't know.
Nothing bugs you?
I'd have to think about it, like going to work or something. I don't know.
You don't like going to work, though?
I like going to work. I just hate when I'm waking up and I'm like, wow.
I have to
get up now? This sucks.
That's understandable because even doing this, I like doing this, but also sometimes I'm like, when it becomes work, when you have to do something, it no longer becomes a hobby anymore.
Yeah,
and especially when you're not getting paid for it, because I don't really get paid to do this.
Yeah,
right.
You know what, though? You've come a long way with this. I remember when you first started doing this thing and, like, the way that it's become now, it's pretty awesome.
We were talking about this on the ride here, Will, that we are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and to say, like, that you're doing this. You don't talk about it, be about it.
We all talk
about shit we want to do, but you're doing this. And
yeah.
That's really the mentality it takes, too, is just do it. I mean, the Nike had it right all along. You just have to do it. You can talk about it all you want, but eventually you just have to put in the work.
And certain things you have to be ignorant to anything. You just have to do it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. There was no learning curve for this, right? I mean, you just go in and...
If you would have known, like, probably how annoying or whatever it might have been, you might not have gone for it, right? But you were ignorant enough to
to do it. Yeah. Just because I was like, that sounds like fun. Downloaded an app, started passing around the phone to people that were in, and that's how it started.
I thought it was cool you get your intros when you go to comedy shows, like Stanhope, man. Yeah. He was on the Rogan podcast yesterday. I don't know if you caught it.
I did love it.
Yeah, have you heard of the story of him assisting his mother's suicide?
I have, yeah.
Fucking brilliant.
He just wrote a book, too.
He's hilarious.
The Mother Stories. Exhuming Mother. I think that's what this book's called. You might want to try tightening this thing at top, maybe. I don't know. There is not one there. I see.
Technical difficulties.
We're good. Don't worry about it.
I got to fix that thing.
I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
The Stanhope, he fed his mother gently Percocets or Vicodin.
I think it was a cocktail. Yeah, he was saying how...
Is this real? That really happened?
Yes, this really happened. He assisted his mother's suicide. She was, I think, terminal or whatever, mm-hmm. and she was like, well, I want to drink White Russians and eat Percocets.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, they get a bottle of 60 Percocets. Well, she gets like 5 in, 10 in. He's like... All right, Ma, you're dying. Why you got to be greedy? Yeah, save us some. He's like, it could be like an old pastime. We'll pop a Vicodin and say, yeah, remember Mom? Yeah, yeah.
Go have a nice dinner, sell a few, yeah.
He's talking about how she tells a joke. I wish I remembered right now. She gets everybody to laugh.
Oh, right. Yeah, I can't remember.
And he's like, my mom is...
That's her
Her one
joke.
Flaw is when she gets everybody to laugh, she will repeat it over and over until it's dead.
Until it's not funny.
And she was on her deathbed and... She says the best dying line, and
that's all real. It's kind
of this really happened, and he's like, "Shut up, Mom! Stop! It was perfect. Leave it at that.
Don't keep repeating it.
Even when she's dying. Yeah, real talk. Yeah, I guess it's a true story, as far as I know.
Yeah
it's really amazing. Actually, I found it quite enlightening.
I'm surprised. Yeah. I think they looked at the statute of limitations on that before they told the story.
To see if he's going to prison or something.
Sure. Yeah, that's illegal. I can't do that.
Yeah, he lives in the middle of nowhere in Arizona in a silver. What am I looking for?
The fun house.
Well, you probably just pass it off as comedy. You know what I mean? If that
it's
happened,
a joke.
I guess.
Yeah.
True. I mean, yeah, that's anything in life. You don't laugh, you'll cry. So.
That's like that thing where somebody's like,
laugh.
You're a giant tall freak. Just kidding. Wait a minute. No.
I give him that every day. I like Andy Fields gets you with that every day. Yes. Yeah.
Tom Segura had a thing in his new special where he's like, if you're over 6 feet four, I'm going to say something.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other night.
Yeah, Eric gets it. We go to I've been around him for 16 years. We've been buddies. And everywhere we go, somebody comments. And I thought, God, how annoying. I'm freakishly short, but... How annoying would it be? And we're at Walmart like the other day or a couple weeks ago, and somebody in the aisle's like, "Whoa, man, you're tall." He's like, "All right, have a good day, good talk, see you later." Sure. And then the next aisle, somebody says something. An employee's putting away grapes, and they stop, and they're like, "Dude, how tall are you?" As if this is a significant fact to know.
When you walk
and then we're checking out, and the cashier was like, "You tall." Man, Eric, I feel terrible.
You just got to get used to
no wonder you don't like going out.
I think I've always been antisocial and been like, don't look at me. And it's just like God's sick joke. Or whatever.
You're going to get looked at.
Yeah, well, the same when you have purple hair.
Yeah,
that didn't help.
Well, how tall are you, Eric?
6'8".
Oh, see, that's not even that tall anymore, I feel like.
That's freakishly fucking tall. Let's get real here. This guy's a fucking freak of nature.
You'd be like a point guard in the NBA now.
That is true.
It's like if Tom Hanks fell into a swamp of nuclear ooze.
Mutated Tom Hanks at your service. I think Jordan was 6'9", and he was a point guard.
No, Jordan's 6'6". Get it right. Trust me.
So somebody was fucking 6'9", and a point guard.
Yeah,
that's a huge ass point guard. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
isn't Steve Nash a point guard? John Stockton.
I guess maybe power forward or small forward. Maybe not point guard.
Eric's a center. Come on.
No, centers are over 7 feet tall.
Eric's Luke Bradley. Come on.
Longley.
Luke Longley. Who am I thinking? Sean Bradley. That's something. Yeah, Luke
Longley.
I'm
telling you, dude. Anymore, they're all over 7 feet tall.
Anymore. Yeah.
It's a new age.
Well, they're recruiting from other countries now.
Yeah. I don't know how they're getting so big.
Vladdy Divac smoking cigarettes on
the
Vladdy's
there. Vladdy Dottie, bro.
Vladdy Dottie knows how to potty.
Yeah, like now they're all over 7 feet tall. I don't know what it is. Just some people are freakishly big, especially in Europe, too. Most of them are very small, malnourished, and then you get this freak that comes
Eric's out of actually of Nordic heritage. His mother's maiden name is Rylander.
Okay.
There can only be one.
My mom's not. It's
Who's the Rylander?
It was my great grandfather was Rylander. My mom's Dubé. She's French.
No. I don't even feel bad for the error. It's better than what I thought it
you
was.
You fucked up, bro.
It's even better, the truth.
He was the god of thunder.
My great-grandfather was Rylander, okay?
There can only be one.
Did you inherit his sword?
Shot lightning bolts out of his cock.
No, but I have a sword.
What were you talking about the way you're Kevin Hart's dad?
What was it? Oh, yeah.
These sweatpants making my dick soft.
Well, that was actually Chappelle. I was talking. Mark says he likes Kevin Hart, and I was like, "You haven't seen that one comedy special where he's talking about his dad showing up at the school in sweatpants and like his dick's bouncing around or something?" It's fucking hilarious.
I love Kevin Hart.
I can't get into Kevin Hart. Man.
Just follow him on Instagram. You cannot hate him. He's so positive, so lovely. He just wants to motivate people and enjoy life.
I don't hate him. For some reason, I don't know.
He's not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
So Doug Stanhope, speaking of comedians, I didn't realize he was a friend of Mitch Hedberg's, a personal friend. I know
he used to tour. Yeah.
You're the biggest fan of Mitch Hedberg I know, actually. I think you introduced me to Mitch Hedberg. One time you compared me to Mitch Hedberg, and I said, who the hell is that? You know, I should have known. I was dumb, you know. But
yeah, they used to tour together like in the 90s, early 90s, go all around the country together. They were like best friends and the whole thing. I didn't really know that either.
He said the story of his, he said, I don't have a girlfriend, but I have a girl who'd be angry if she heard me say that.
Yeah.
And Doug Stanhope's like, I know that girl. That's a real story. Like, that's not a joke.
Well, most jokes come out of somewhere that's true. Some part of it's true. It's usually a super exaggerated truth.
Right.
But you can't just come up with, like, there's slapstick or there's, Three Stooges type of stuff. That's funny and all. But, like, real jokes, like real comedians, I think you have to have something happen to you. And it's just super exaggerated to the point where it's ridiculous.
We've talked about this in funny examples. Adam Howell, one of our best friends, also a comedian like Will. His best material just comes out of his upbringing. And
Adam's,
it's real.
Adam's way funnier when he's just
being himself.
If I could have three wishes, one of them would be to be invisible for a day to follow Adam around.
We always talked about we should hire a cameraman just to follow Adam for a day, and it would be the funniest.
Oh my God.
It would be funnier than any stand-up comedy that's ever been taped. Yeah,
it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but real. Like, shit would happen to him.
His dad's like, look at my dick. What? You look over, he's like, faggots. You're like, what?
She ripped my dick up again.
Adam, she ripped my dick off. Unlock the door. The voicemails, his dad leaves.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no, yeah. He goes, one time we're like, hey, we go to his work at the car dealership to get a key so we can go play Xbox at his house. He's like, hey, I was fucking this Mexican girl last night. Whatever you do, don't touch the rug. We're like, okay, no problem. So we get to the house. The rug is rolled up and on the couch. So now we can't touch the rug or the couch. We had to play Xbox on the floor.
Well,
like a bunch of animals. Jesus.
And who knows if the floor was even safe, you know?
I mean, the floor is probably where the rug was, so...
Yeah.
Possible contamination.
It's everywhere.
But, I guess...
Don't touch your eyes.
I brought this up.
Yeah.
Adam's best jokes are just actual, not caricatures of his real life, which is a funny example because his real life is a caricature almost, you know? Yeah.
The stories that he's told me, I like to think like crazy stuff happens to me too, but then he'll tell me a story and I'm just like, that would never happen to me ever in a million years.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard his threesome story.
I have.
But I'm not going to tell it because I don't know if he's cool.
Yeah, we
with
won't.
That.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm just going to. I wanted to give one minor detail, which was that Adam worked a night shift at a hotel.
Many years.
He left the hotel where he was working to drive to another city to do this thing.
While on the clock.
While on the clock.
He would put a sign that said, out walking the property, call this number, and it's just a cell phone, and then the motherfucker goes to go have a threesome. In downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, and then comes back hours later, and nothing ever happened to him. It was...
We had
I don't
want to
blow him out of the water again, but the fake broken ankle was a pretty funny one, too.
It was perfect, because he was actually at Willard's Tap House, and he goes, I got to call into work, I'm drunk. So he goes outside to pretend that he got
drunk.
A car accident, and an ambulance just so happened to be driving by... And he's like, I got in a car accident. Oh, there's an ambulance. I got to go. And the ambulance was driving by.
I was always wondering why he was so afraid. It's like, dude,
just
I
say,
mean,
hey,
you can
I can't come into work. You can just
like
say, I'm not going to make it.
Or
yeah, so then he propagated this lie for like at least a month.
So
where
he wore the fake
cast. He wore a cast.
And he pretended like he was in pain for
crutches.
1 month.
No, then he had a cane for a month after that.
For one night off.
Just to get
we
one night off
of work.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he started work at 11. We probably left the bar at midnight. It's like he could have said, hey, I'll be an hour late.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he doesn't really think things through. My favorite is when he said his brother died twice.
Yeah, his brother has definitely died more than once.
Yep. And for some reason, he gets away with these things. I don't know how.
I would like to say I'm the proud godfather, unofficial, because Adam, I believe, conceived his baby in my bedroom, and I'm so proud of that.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
On your bed?
Yes, and actually,
good stuff.
I said, hey, do I need to do my sheets? He's like, nah, man, nothing happened. And then come to find out, by evidence of a young, lovely baby named Lennon, that I needed to do my sheets.
You slept in Adam's
jizz. So I've slept in Adam's jizz at least for probably, I got a good season.
How often do you wash your
sheets?
Yeah.
Probably haven't washed them even since then.
Oh, wow. Jesus, that's years.
I'm kidding, of course.
Well, I just want you to know that I was really stoked about this, so I showered beforehand.
Wow, I'm honored.
Yeah.
I didn't even do that.
I put on some cologne.
Spit on himself.
Oh, fun fact about Mark. The other day, he was wearing a Jenkins Law shirt when he was hanging out, and we were drinking beers out front. We're like, hey, we got a brew tomorrow. I wake up the next day. He got there before me. He's standing out front wearing the same clothes. I'm like,
Listen, I came down with the flu, and I have a commitment to you that I'm not going to break.
He did come in.
I was
sick
with a fever. I go to bed on my couch. I wake up like, oh, fuck, I got to go back. And went back. Okay, sorry, I didn't have
to change my shirt.
Figured
I'd just get that out there to the general public. You know.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No problem.
I appreciate your commitment to your craft, Mark.
You know, I actually find I feel a bit of a purpose out of this. I'm going to be real. Like, it is like a purpose. What can I say? It's quite fulfilling. Like,
he's
saying it's work. It is work. Like, today we're sitting there busting ass. Like, for sure, today we're busting ass. But in the quote of the great Oscar Wilde, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, about find what you love and let it kill you.
Yeah.
Do you know this quote?
Yes, sure.
Find what you love and let it kill you.
So,
because you're going to die anyway, so it might as well be by the hand of something you love.
Right. And that's the thing with this, like, while it's work and, or like you're brewing too, it's still work, but what you still have to work. You have to do something.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So you might as well be the best, most fun that you can have while working.
It's actually much harder than my job line cooking, just physically.
Yeah.
But it's just so much better because you get to be creative and stuff.
Yeah, but you're not in a hot kitchen, like sweating constantly.
My God.
And there's
getting a rash.
Everywhere.
Well, Eric, I find Chasing. Eric to be like criminally bashful and humble. And this is something that I think you shine in. And it's appropriate for you to be doing this line of work or this path that we're taking here, you know.
I think that it's great, that for sure. But I mean,
do you guys want to kiss now, or
should we make out now? Or?
I'll watch. I don't care.
That's all right.
That's a penis.
Well, that is cool though, and I mean, I'm really proud of you guys too because it's been something that's been. I feel like I'm surrounded with as a whole. Like my immediate friends are all really successful, and then
Getting ahead of yourself, right? Are you?
No, not really, because everybody. Nicole has a $100,000 a year job. Kevin,
what the shit? Really?
Know,
are you kidding me?
I know. So
is
I mean,
she single?
No, not anymore.
I'm too short. I'm sure. Anyway,
Kevin's gonna be like,
oh, Kevin's
killing
cool,
it.
Guess, yeah,
I mean, he's killing
cool.
it at his job. Brian's doing well. So I'm
Brian
kind
is
of
such
the
a
black...
handsome, fine gentleman.
He is. He's married
well,
now.
I really
too.
Enjoy Brian. Yeah.
It's weird. But and then you've seen you guys too. Start to succeed now. Like, it's in the infancy, but I know that you're going to be just fine and that it's going to be successful. I think this is going to become Tampa Bay is going to become a Mecca. I think people are going to travel here to go to all these different breweries. And all
it's
the
already
breweries,
happening because of Cigar City. We didn't mention them when you asked us for favorite breweries, and we have to give credit to Cigar City because without them, essentially, this renaissance craft brewery movement we were saying,
mm-hmm.
You know, but they already get it. Hunapu Day, I think they say 15,000 people travel here, 10, you know, something like that.
I was actually going to say this earlier, but I was like, dude, I'm going to fuck this up. But so during the Prohibition, before the Prohibition, there was actually like craft beers, like porters and stouts and pale ales and shit like that. And then because they outlawed all alcohol and people
It went from like 1,300 breweries to something like under 100.
Well, didn't we just get to the point that we're now, I think we're ahead.
The most breweries that have ever been opened in America.
Right.
Yes.
But there was a ton of them. But I mean, before Prohibition.
Yeah, yeah.
And so after the Prohibition, a bunch of Germans had moved here. So when it finally ended, they were already here and they established their breweries because most all brewing comes from Germany. Like everything's in German. Like when you're brewing, we're doing a Vorlauf.
The Krausen.
We're doing this. You know what I mean? Krausen and all this stuff, all these terms are all, you're like, what does that mean? Because it's all fucking German. And, so after the Prohibition, kind of people kind of forgot about it because they were just smuggling alcohol, and that was it. And when breweries started coming back up again, it was all the Germans doing their lagers and shit, and that's why it's like Budweiser and all those kind of things.
I want to say, too,
people kind of forgot about what's
responsible for the boom. And I think it's something to do with a generational thing, and I don't want to say economic freedom, right? But it's a, you know, I was reading an interesting shower thought the other day. We have a higher standard of living than the kings of 1,000 years ago. Other than, Will, if you were a king, you could get a blowjob from anybody you wanted at any time. However, we have central heat and air and internet and cell phones and cars. And, you know, we have a higher standard of living than them. And I think that only spurs, you know, once your general needs are met, now you can worry about, you know, food, clothing, shelter are taken care of. Mm-hmm. Now you can worry about art, compassion, love, these type of things. So I find, like, I think the beer movement followed shortly behind the, like, I noticed it in the culinary, gastronomic cooking, you know, these types of things. It's just a renaissance of all these things. You know, you'll notice an artisanship coming back, I notice. And it's a generation. It's essentially started with, like, our generation, I feel like. We don't want those frozen dinners. We don't want this shit.
I think
so
you're
find these people hand-making knives and hand-making things. And
that's how great things are. Even though they stink, that's how great things are, is that a lot of people have the ability to go and do that. So while the economy's in the tank, I'm technically probably below the poverty line of money that I make, but I still have an apartment.
Yeah.
I still have a car.
We just use your toilet and just it flushed.
Exactly.
It was great.
Yeah,
we didn't have to
showers.
Go in the streets. Yeah,
I have a Tempur-Pedic bed in there. Like,
we got cold beers.
I think this place is
California
nice.
California that got shipped here, you know?
Yeah.
It's much nicer than my apartment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're on the beach, though. That's kind of cool.
People always say that, but it's like, does it change the fact that it's a hellhole?
It does. Are you kidding me? Our neighborhood is amazing.
Mark had a roach land on his neck in his apartment. It was next door to me.
Yeah.
I think I'd bring that up, too.
That's actually the most cringeworthy moment of my life, perhaps, even above all the embarrassing shit I've done on a regular basis.
Yeah. So, basically, there was a roach, and he lost track of it. And I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean you don't know where it went?
I was like, it's under that thing. He's like, what do you mean you lost track of it?
Next thing you know, it's on his neck.
Next thing I know, it's in the collar of my polo shirt. It was bad.
That's terrible, dude.
I freaked out. It was worse than the time that Andy Fields kissed me in my open mouth when
I was there
wasn't
for that.
Paying attention.
Ooh, that was good stuff.
Bad too. Yeah. You know what to do about the roaches? I don't know if you have your sinks clogged with, not clogged, but you can get those mesh things. Put that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because my old place was terrible.
Oh, they
with
come
roaches.
Out of the drains?
They come out of the drains.
Ah.
So your sink and your kitchen. The
I
sink
had,
and
when
your
I first moved there, I've had roaches, and then Eric noticed a giant 12-inch hole in the wall behind the stove, and we patched that up. And I haven't seen one since.
I had the same problem in mind that I sealed all these holes, and I see like one roach a year now. But
living on the beach,
though.
When I lived on Madeira, I remember going to walk to the store and the sidewalk just being covered in them. And as you walk, they just scatter in front of you. They clear the path.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's essentially like that's part of Florida.
Yeah,
I remember there wasn't any food in my apartment because I didn't have any money for food. There was like some cheap beer and that's it. There was definitely no food for roaches, yet there were still roaches in the apartment sometimes, you know, years ago.
In my old place, I don't think you've ever been to my old place, but it was a dumparoo. It was an old, I think it was built in 1920. And when I first moved in, I remember
your rent was criminally cheap. Oh my god,
$475
for a two bedroom, but I would call it a one and a half bedroom.
One and a half
bedroom, Adam. I couldn't believe all people would live in that bedroom.
Where was it?
hilarious.
Just like literally right across the street over
that's
here.
That's where we drove in the alley because I thought that's where we were going.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when I moved in
well,
there.
The staircase.
Yeah, the staircase.
I remember
broke.
Every time going up the stairs, you could feel the steps flex and be like, this can't be good. And then one day.
It collapsed.
They actually did. Somebody fell through that
oh,
shit.
Oh, I remember something about that on
was it
Facebook
you?
Or something.
Wasn't me. Okay, thank God. Okay. Because I remember I had brought laundry up earlier, and then when I came outside like 2 hours later,
the
it was
steps
like,
are gone.
Just swinging down.
Yeah,
like,
that was
oh,
bad. That place was pretty hood. Yeah.
I didn't use that anymore. Yeah. But when I first moved in there, there was a hole in my closet in my bedroom. They were doing some sort of work on the plumbing of some sort, so there was two. The pipes were right there, but they just didn't patch it.
That was probably an access for the bathroom because your bathroom. Was
well, they cut
the closet,
it. They
yeah.
cut it out of the drywall.
Yeah, made an access for
yeah.
you. Yeah.
So they were doing some sort of work and just didn't bother patching it up. And my dad's like, "Holy shit! No, you can't. You got to plug that up." I was like, "Nah, it's cool." And then like he's like, "No, no, no," and he fixed it for me. And then I remember 6 months later, I heard scurrying in the attic.
So I was just time to seal it up.
Infiltrated with rats or raccoons Ooh, or whatever yeah. it was at some point.
Both.
Yeah, that place was a dumparoo. And I'm pretty sure what they did was when they kicked me out, put Pergo down, fresh paint on the wall, and probably rented it for double.
Sure.
Somebody's rent. Living in it now, probably for almost $1,000.
You had it for pretty cheap, I'll say that.
5 years.
I lived in the hood and next to Section 8 and all this, and it was more in your place. And it was
yeah.
way worse.
No,
my girlfriend at the time would wear heels and fall through the floor.
Actually, your
with
staircase
heels.
There was pretty sketchy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not as sketchy because it didn't actually break, so.
It never did break while I lived there, but I didn't live there for long, so I don't know.
I had gas leaks in there, I remember.
I remember yeah. smelling it. Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah.
I actually called Tico.
You can smell
finally.
Propane in
I
that
I had it
shit.
For
yeah.
years. I didn't even know.
Yeah, I remember it. You saying, like, oh, there's a gas leak. Yuck. You can smell propane when
yeah,
you
I was
walked
like,
in.
I think it's the oven. It's old.
Hey, if you're playing guitar, make sure that pick doesn't spark.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, honestly, like, I'm lucky it didn't blow up because we used to, you know.
There was a blatant propane leak.
Candles.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And I was like, no, it's just how it smells. And then, like, my dad's like, call Tico, because they'll come out for
they
free,
go
and
the meter.
Guy's like, oh my
yeah.
god, you have a gas leak in here.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, tell me something I didn't know, bitch. Yeah.
Well, it was real bad one time, and then the landlord came and fixed it, in air quotes, and because it was really bad, so I was like, I'm going to go in my bedroom, I'm leaving all the windows open, and I didn't hear him banging on the door, but I guess he thought I was, like, dead in the apartment.
Yeah.
He was like, Will! Like, and I had my little latch on the door, and he was, like,
you
pushing
suffocated,
it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm cool, I'm cool. And then he fixed it.
I'm just really high.
He didn't know what he was doing.
What did he do to fix it? Do you remember?
He tried. He put new valves on. But then the guy that came out from Tico was like, these are wrong valves. These are not the right ones.
He put like water valves on the gas
probably,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're different.
It didn't have like a
galvanized.
That's
I
a plumbing
gas.
Thing. Right?
Yeah, they use galvanizing yeah. gas. I think
yeah.
I don't know gas, but
so yeah, I'm lucky I didn't die in that place. But I lived there for 5 years, $475 a month. It got me through.
That was sweet for that price. Where you were?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
right here in Northeast St. Petersburg. What mm-hmm. a beautiful area.
Yeah, it seems yeah. It's a good
you
neighborhood.
You could walk to Green Bench, cycle.
Yep.
Ale yeah. the Witch. You name it. Every other place you like to go to, of course.
That's right. Yeah, you can't beat it. I love this neighborhood. That's why I'm worried, because my lease is up this month. I don't know if she's going to jack the rent up or not. She definitely could with the way it's booming. So I remember when I tried to move out of the other place, I was looking on like 16th Street, and I went to these. It was cool. It was a cottage. They were like little cottages. I was like, ooh, that's kind of cool. And I think it was like $400 a month or something. It was crazy. But then I walked in, and then there's just black shit on the wall, so it looked like just mold.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
nope.
Black mold.
Yeah, nah, I think I'm going to pass. Thank you. But then I found this place, so hopefully
is
I love
worse than propane?
That's true. I mean,
should've
I don't
done
know.
Some Googling. You might have had an upgrade
I'm
there.
Pretty sure black mold's probably in, at least equally as bad as propane
yeah.
leak.
They say it's pretty
it's
gnarly.
Probably pretty bad
yeah.
for you. Yeah. I have told your DNA, but if you don't plan on procreating.
I don't know. I don't. I might at some point.
You know?
Who knows?
I have that same fear, though. You probably do, too, because we live on Treasure Island, and I'm like, it's like that thing where, like, you live in a place that you're like, I love this area. So I live on Treasure Island, and I'm like, this area's fucking cool. I can go walk around at 3
awesome.
In the morning and not worry about anything. I can do whatever.
We ride our bikes. We own the streets at night. Like, nobody
we
else
are
there.
The streets.
No, we're at night. We ride our bikes. You don't see a car. We're in the middle of the road. We ride DeVito
and
Michael's. Yeah,
Michael.
Just ride
down the middle of the
road. Got a piece of pizza at 3:30
you know,
in the morning.
Matter.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, it's beautiful.
What's that?
Somebody's cord.
You moved
your mic cord.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, cool. I interrupted you, Eric.
Sorry.
I can't remember what I was saying.
You were saying I might have the same fear that we live in.
Oh, yeah. So they've raised my rent once by 25 bucks.
Oh, that is a fear.
And yeah. I was like, and I know, like, if they went in there and redid the place, they probably could get way more than they're charging me.
Yeah.
But,
We're trying to live there forever, so we found our neighbors live there for 15 years.
It's a fourplex.
Our drunk neighbor.
She is a
doll, but man, she gets drunk. I've actually helped her unglue her fingers before because she was tapping on my door with her forehead because she had no hands. She's great though. But she's like, I've lived here 15 years. Yeah. Hey, what about her suggestion? So Erica, should we tell us?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Erica has this big old TV, and I was like, man, I got this flat screen sitting in my bedroom. It's not even plugged in because I don't watch TV. Let me give you this. Cool. So we put
I had a giant
500-pound.
It's at least 200 pounds, like real talk.
It's probably,
it's definitely 200 pounds.
It's 200 pounds. Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
That. Yeah, we're lifting 165 pounds. It's 200 pounds. So I give him my little flat screen, and then we decide to stick that out by the road for the garbage man or for the scrappers to take.
Normally a scrapper would
They'll come take
shit like
right
that
away.
Up.
So we're like, free, it works, it's just heavy. That's what Eric writes on the note, sticks it on the screen.
Shouldn't have wrote heavy, man.
You should have wrote it's heavy. Let them figure that out, yeah. But so fast forward 2 weeks, and the TV's just still sitting there in our driveway. We're like, all right. And now somehow it got tipped over, and it's been rained on. There was a tornado.
Somebody rage kicked it
somebody
over.
Somebody rage it out because they probably tried to pick it up. They're like, you fucking dicks, kicked it over. So then Eric had this brilliant idea the other day. Like, there's an apartment across the street that's just vacant for like 2 years. He's like, let's put it in the backyard of that place. Cool, let's wait till the middle of the night. Well, we end up doing it at like 6:30 in the afternoon. It's dark. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to go to jail.
As long as it's dark, it's the same.
So we dump this thing in the backyard. Well, later on the night, Lisa comes home blackout drunk, and she's telling us stories of 15 years ago when she lived in this place.
Who's the neighbor?
And she's like, oh, somebody took the TV. We're like, yeah, can you believe it? She's like, y'all should have just took it to that abandoned place across the street and jumped it in the backyard. We're like, oh.
She's like, I do it all the time.
We're like, yeah, we do it. So we let her live that,
Yeah, I got a lady that's kind of like that here. She always gets hammered, and she's really sweet, just like your person is. But she, I remember, tried to drunkenly bring down those chairs that are sitting out front there in front of the place. Like, I was like, no thanks, I'm good. And then she was like, I have to bring them down for you. I was like, fuck. And then I had to go and, like, help her and everything. And now I, like, another lady, too, that lives up here. It's a lot of older folks that live here. I'm the young guy. So they're
good.
Hey, can you help me for a second?
Your spine still works.
I'm putting together lamps for people.
You got most of your vertebrae.
This is the lady I put the lamp together. She's like, hey, I want to ask you. She's Puerto Rican. She's like, somebody had a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree, and like on December 26th or Christmas night, just put it outside, like where we were smoking cigarettes, out, just left it there. So she's like, will you move this in the garbage? I had to draw a line somewhere. I was like, I ain't dealing with that. Sorry. This is not... I'm not
this
touching
my
that
problem.
Thing. I'm going to get sap all over me trying to do it myself. Like,
you're
going to
get
poked
with
pine
needles.
Then once you do that, you're roped into everything. Other thing. Yeah. So
that's why you got
to
say
it's like telling people you know how to fix computers, and then next year the computer guy for the rest of
your
life.
I've asked you to do that many times for me,
No, you've been... No, you don't...
Once.
No,
I know I did for sure once.
Then help your... What have I done for you for computers?
I gave you my computer. Something was messed up with it. My old Vio. Was
I able to fix it?
No, you were like, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But whenever I use it, it's the key's stuck and it just puts S a bunch of times. I still have the computer.
Have you considered not jerking off into the keyboard?
I have now. I'm glad you mentioned it because I didn't really think about that. Yeah. Sometimes specifics will elude. You know, common sense.
Put a sock on or...
Sure.
You're in the heat of the moment, you know. You really want to hit that keyboard.
I only wear the ankle socks anyway, so it's not going to fit entirely.
Hey.
So, you know, I have my reasons, you know.
Got to invest in a single tube sock. Do you guys sell these in singles? I only need one.
Why do you have a baby tube sock? All right, guys, let's get out of here. It's already been over half an hour. Thank you guys for coming. It was fun, and come back some point.
Love you, Will. Thank you.
You got it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, and definitely would enjoy
super
coming
cool,
back
man.
Again.
Absolutely. Localtopia, February
6th.
Saturday. Eric will be there. He is the freakishly tall man.
Just look
man
for the tallest guy.
In the world.
Super social. Love talking to people.
Yes, he does. He loves it. So please, I encourage you to go say hello to
him. Tom Hanks.
Let's be friends.
I can't wait. I'm going to encourage on stage, like, go drink the cage beer so Eric can leave.
Strike up a conversation.
And then, yeah, so once a beer's gone, and then he'll just get mobbed with people that he has to talk to individually.
Right.
I won't do that.
Irish goodbye.
All right, HMB Sides. Check out hmbradio.com. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Facebook.com/Radio St. Pete. Home_made_man on Twitter and Instagram. Check out Cage Brewing. Facebook.com/Cage Brewing. And Facebook.com/Low Season.
Yes.
Is it just that?
Yes. Definitely check out Low Season.
Is that any more social media on that? Just the Facebook?
I think there's a Bandcamp.
Okay.
And I think it's Low Season FL or something. If you just type in Low Season Red Lights, and then you can find it from
and
there.
Cage Brewing on Instagram.
Oh,
now.
Cage Brewing. Do I follow that account?
I plugged that earlier.
You should. Yeah.
I will if I didn't.
We're not going to spam. We're going to do
it's not that
RC
exciting, but, you know.
Dumb shit.
Nice.
Cold getting dumb. Yeah.